at Fresno and Selma. On Friday, March 16, 1888, she was in Fresno for a few days. Writing of her visit, she said that the climate was mild. In this city of 10,000 there were about 100 Adventists, meeting in a comfortable but much too small building. As the Selma camp meeting closed on Monday morning, April 2, a comfortable carriage awaited her. Mr. and Mrs. Paddock were ready to drive her the 35 miles into the mountains to Burrow Valley, where they and several Adventist families lived. Ellen White wrote of her impressions. "We found Burrow Valley to be a delightful place, with a good climate. The scenery is beautiful and the valley is encompassed with hills, as was Jerusalem with mountains." She was well impressed with the mild climate and with the fact that there were no strong winds. "Thinking of Mary," she said, "I am exploring all the places in the valley, taking in its advantages and disadvantages. The advantages outweighed," she thought, "the disadvantages." Back in Fresno, she and Mr. Church were called to the home of a church member and his wife, named Driver. Soon an attorney was summoned. Of the visit, she reported, "Brother Driver was sick unto death. We found our brother suffering much bodily pain. His end was very near. We had a season of prayer for him, and committed him to God, for his sufferings were almost over. His last work was to return to the Lord a portion of the substance he had entrusted to him as his steward. It was a solemn scene to see this man doing up his last work for time and eternity. The record of his life had been registered in the books of heaven.